time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have in studio Darren Birch. He is the chairman of the Carbon County Republican Party. We've got a big Lincoln Day dinner coming up. It's all kinds of fun. You get dinner, you'll get to hear from the candidates, and just learn more about the Republican Party in the area and in the state. So, Darren, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, we have our Lincoln Day dinner coming up on March 6th. All of the candidates for governor, except one who has a conflict, will be there and will be speaking. We will also have Representative John Curtis, who will come and speak to us. And always our local representatives, Representative Christine Watkins and our local county commissioners always have a chance to say a few words also. So it's a big fundraiser for us, and we're hoping to get the word out for that.
So this is kind of give people the opportunity to see where all the candidates stand and what they're going to go for as far as their platform running for governor this year.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so you said it's a fundraiser. So what does the Carbon County Republican Party do with those funds?
The funds that we get, either through your ticket sales or, again, the candidates, like the governor's candidates, actually give us some money to help put on the event. We take that money and we use it to sponsor our local candidates running for office. So, again, we have a county commission seat coming up, whoever that final person is that's picked to run for that seat, we will help give them funds to get elected to office.
Okay. Now let's talk about the dinner itself. It's going to be on March 6th, starting from 6 and go until about 9 o'clock up at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center.
Yes.
How much are tickets going to be, and how can people get a hold of tickets if they would like to go?
The tickets are $25 per person, or if you come as a couple, we charge you $45. And you can either call me at 630-8826 for tickets, or you can talk to anyone that's part of my executive committee, and that's Haley Atwood, Tina Urbanic, Glenna Nelson, or Rachel Walton. They will also have tickets to that they can give to you.
And you guys also do, in the summertime, you do a picnic, correct?
Correct, yes. We actually started this last year. A lot of county parties do this, have a fall event and a spring event. And, of course, this is our spring event. But, we had a barbecue. We had it at Washington Park. It was actually very successful for our first year. And because of the success of it, we're going to plan on trying to do it every year, make it an annual event. It was very well attended.
Okay, and it sounded like it was a lot of fun. You came in, and we talked about that before you had it as well. Now, you wanted to let the people know that there is a Republican presidential primary coming up.
Correct, yes. And on March 3rd is the Super Tuesday primary. You've probably heard of that. Utah is participating in that. To be able to vote in that as a Republican, so to vote for a Republican candidate, you need to register ahead of time to as a Republican to be able to vote. If you're already registered as a Republican, not an issue. You should already be in the county's database that way, and you will probably be getting a mail-in ballot any day now. But if you want to vote in person, it'll really help out our county clerk's office to go and register ahead of time. And there is a deadline for that, and it's March 25th.
Okay, and you also said that...
Sorry, February 25th. February
25th. you said that it is possible to register the day of?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just going to be a lot of strain because there's going to be so much going on that day.
Correct. To save you the paperwork of filling it out on March 3rd, if you can do it ahead of time by March 25th, then the county will already have your information.
Okay. We're talking to Darren Birch. He's the chairman of the Carbon County Republican Party, about the Lincoln Day dinner that's coming up. Darren, let's go one more time. Let's run down the day and the time and how we get tickets for this.
Okay. Again, it's our Lincoln Day dinner. Great meal put on by the college. Always a fantastic meal. And it's March 6th. You can get tickets from me. Again, you can call me at 630-8826. Or again, if you know Haley Atwood or Tina Urbanic or Glenna Nelson or Rachel Walton, you'll be able to get tickets from them also.
And if you have trouble remembering any of those, it is on the Castle Country Events webpage.
Yes.
So if you go on their webpage and just look for March 6th, it'll pop up, and all the information that you need to get tickets or to go or anything like that is right there for you. And one last time, who all will be there that people will be able to hear from?
We're going to have former Governor Huntsman, Thomas Wright, the ex-Speaker of the House, Greg Hughes, Jeff Burningham, again, all of the governor's candidates, and then our congressional representative, John Curtis.
Okay, so there you have it once again. Last time, it is the Lincoln Day Dinner coming up March 6th. If you want tickets, give Darren here a call at
630-8826.
All right, Darren, thank you for coming in today and letting everybody know about your event.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.